This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome along to Down the Line, the football focused podcast on the RNIB Connect radio network as part of our See Sport Differently channel. We got Andrew on, Andrew the Ipswich Town fan, not had Andrew on for a few weeks. So yeah, it'd be good certainly after the weekend to catch up with Andrew and chat about the Ipswich game against Tottenham at the weekend. So yeah, before we come to Ipswich, Andrew, I guess the main thing about the top of the table, City dropping more points, that's their fourth defeat in a row. Liverpool then winning to kind of stretch their lead out at the top of the table, and then Arsenal dropping points again away to Chelsea. So yeah, how do you think the top of the table is looking now?
I think it's looking good for Liverpool. I can't really see where they're going to drop too many points, although they haven't played, they played Arsenal away, didn't they? But they haven't played many of the big guns yet. I think come Christmas time, we'll be able to judge it. But I think Man City losing at Brighton didn't really surprise me, because, you know, Brighton are, you know, they've got enough quality to beat teams, certainly at home. But I think losing four in a row is a bit of a strange one for City, because you're not used to seeing them in that kind of position, are you?
No.
You know, looking sort of a bit sort of beaten down. As for the Arsenal game, I mean, that was, I didn't really know what to expect out of that, to be honest. I think they're still trying to find their way, aren't they, really? But they're probably a season ahead of themselves from what they wouldn't have expected to be in this position. You can see that from their Europa Conference League result. I know they're only playing an Armenian team, but they've got to be massive favourites to win that competition, because they're arguably probably good enough to be in the Champions League the way they're playing.
Yeah. I mean, their squad is ridiculous, really, with literally hundreds of millions of pounds on the bench and tens of millions of pounds not even making the squad, which is pretty crazy. But they've seemed to have found a bit of form this season. I think you're right in terms of probably a year ahead than what they would have expected to be. And I don't think they would have been thinking about many of the top European places come the start of the season with all the changes they've had. But yeah, I think they've been playing pretty well and quite an exciting young squad in places as well.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some good competition for the top four. I think which is what they all need, really, because otherwise they get a bit comfortable, don't they? That's probably where Liverpool have thrived a bit.
The game that we'll probably spend the most time talking about is your beloved Ipswich getting their result of the season so far since their return to the Premier League, obviously away to Tottenham. Yeah, Sunday afternoon it was, 2-1. So
I don't know. I wasn't expecting much out of it, to be honest. Even when they went 2-0 up, you know, they did the same thing at Brentford and they came back, and I think when Solanke scored early in the second half and it then got ruled out, I thought perhaps it might be their day. And then I think with about 20 minutes left of normal time, is it Benteke scored?
Yeah.
And I thought, I thought, oh, do you know what? It's going to be, it'll be one of those, you know, in 10 minutes time, it'll be 3-2 and they'll just keep going. But they seem to ride the storm quite nicely. And then, like the commentators were saying, it seemed to go flat in the stadium. And then Ipswich were playing the occasion very well. They were sort of trying to stop the ball. They were starting to win fouls and free kicks and throw-ins further down the pitch. And they basically took the game away from Tottenham. And I think it was, I mean, thoroughly deserved. They've played quite a few games this season where they should have got more out of it. You know, that they arguably should have beaten Fulham when they played them at home. They should have beaten Villa and they should have beaten Leicester, but they were robbed by the referee that day. So yeah. It was long overdue, and they've been deserving that win all season. And I was really proud that they did it. And then, you know, they deserve it.
Yeah, I think hopefully Ipswich can continue with a little bit of form over the next few weeks. What's the fixtures looking like now for them?
I think for the rest of November, they've got, after the internationals, they've got United at home, which will be Amorim's first game.
Yeah.
I like the way they were set up against Tottenham. I think it was a bit more of a grown-up decision there, rather than playing four at the back.
Yeah.
They played three at the back with two wing-backs, which gave them a bit more cover, and they had Davis and Ben Johnson on the wings, you know, they've got good pace. So I think if they set up like that against United, the two guys in central midfield, then they know what they're doing in whatever partnership that is. So I think they've got a really good chance.
Well, we'll have a look ahead at the international games now. So international week over the next few days. So we've got In terms of the home nations, Scotland are at home to Croatia on Friday, that's 7:45, and then play on Monday evening. So, yeah, 7:45 as well, away to Poland. England, they play Greece on Thursday at 7:45, that's away, and then play Ireland at home on Sunday evening, 5 o'clock. Some winnable ties, certainly for Northern Ireland and for England. Scotland, probably less so. But yeah, you're going to catch the internationals over the next few days.
I'm going to try and catch the Ireland game on Sunday.
Yep.
Because there's a couple of the Ipswich lads who will be in the Ireland squad, so which is quite a good game. And the Scotland-Croatia game sounds interesting on Friday night. I might try and catch that.
Yeah. Certainly it'd been at Hampden, probably has a bit of a chance to get a decent result. I think it's one of the ones that Scotland should probably be looking at and thinking, if they're going to get anything from this group anywhere, then yeah, that home to Croatia with a bit of an ageing team Croatia have. I think Poland away, again, you would hope, you know, with a glass half full, maybe looking at a point, but I think that'll be pretty tough.
They've won there before though, haven't they, Scotland? Didn't they win in Warsaw once, recently?
Oh, they won in Austria. Did they win in Warsaw? It's a good question.
In the last few years,
You're probably right, Andrew.
There'll be a good few thousand Scots there, won't there?
Yeah, it's probably a pretty good one for them to get to.
I've been to that stadium before, but not when there's a game on. We went for a city break to Warsaw, but it's sort of quite walkable from the main square, so it should be quite a good one, that.
Yeah, I've never actually been to Poland at all, myself, to be honest.
That's a nice place, I thought.
But yeah, I think the Tartan Army, they always go across there with a few thousand.
Yeah, they'll be there.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, I think we'll call it there. We'll look ahead at internationals over the next few days, and then we'll be back with the domestic stuff come the 23rd. The 23rd of November. Cool. Well, cheers, Andrew.
Cheers, mate. Nice to talk to you.